With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
In previous broadcasts, I've told you that some people have developed plans to open the borders wide between Canada, the United States, and Mexico, and integrate us into a North American Union like the European Union. I'll admit that idea sounds pretty far-fetched. Most people know that Canada and Mexico are very different from the United States in form of government, language, culture, and customs. Canada is a completely socialist country with socialized medicine and legalized same-sex marriage. Canada has a terrible language problem that has caused all kinds of difficulties and attempts at creating a separate nation for those who speak French. Mexico's economy runs on bribery rather than private property and respect for contracts. Mexico's chief business is illegal drugs. A handful of billionaires are at the top of the economic pile in Mexico, and the rest of the country is kept in abject poverty. Nevertheless, we keep hearing that powerful people would like for the United States to combine our economy with Canada and Mexico, give us one border around all three countries, allow the free movement of goods, services, and people, and even give us a common currency, which has already been named the Amero. This follows the European model of progressing through a common market, then the European Union, and finally adopting a common currency called the euro. Apparently, this plan is well known in other countries. In a TV interview on CNBC, a vice president for a prominent London investment firm named Steve Priebus talked bluntly about the Amero as the proposed new currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. This news is downright shocking. Ask your members of Congress to call an immediate congressional investigation to find out what's going on. It sounds to me like we need a new congressional committee on un-American activities.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
The star of the show, the man who puts popcorn in his pants so they'll turn over by themselves, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Before we go to our guest, who is has a very and emails and stuff telling me that Ron Paul in Kansas City for the 35th annual National Right to Life. I doubt seriously if any of the other Republican presidential candidates or any of the Democratic presidential candidates are really giving too much of a rat's catoot about the right of life, the National Right to Life Convention. Ron Paul, my knowledge, well, I know he's the only one. He is the only congressman, and he's been in Congress 20 years. He's running for the presidency as a Republican, and he is, to my knowledge, the only congressman, Democrat or Republican, that tried to get legislation passed as far as the right to life is concerned. And interestingly enough, he's introduced a bill several times. He can never get a single co-signer. Does that tell you something about where our government is headed? Anyway, he's going to be in Kansas City, Missouri, Friday, June the 15th. That's this coming Friday. He'll be at the Crown Center at 9:30 in the morning to 11:30. Now, everybody that's familiar with Kansas City or the territory knows where Crown Center is, okay? A room has been reserved at the Uptown Theater at 3700 Broadway in Kansas City for a special meeting at 5 in the evening. Throw that out for whatever it's worth. It'd be great to go. I will not be there. I will be in West Plains, Missouri at that particular time. But Ron Paul, as far as I'm concerned, is the only candidate that we have running on any ticket or that has run on any ticket in the last 25 or 30 years or so that's worthy to be president of this great, what I want to call it, this great republic in which we live. But it is no longer a republic. It is no longer a democratic republic. It has now become a dictatorship. Anyway, let's move along, and I'll show you more about the dictatorship. The amnesty bill, and I'm not really talking much about amnesty because everybody else is talking about it. But I tend to get more involved in property rights and this sort of thing, but this amnesty bill is going to involve property rights before it's over with. But the bill was defeated, if you remember, or if you've been paying attention. The bill that was written, it was the Bush-Kennedy-McCain amnesty for millions of illegal aliens, and it was also for the business that have hired them. In other words, you can hire an illegal and be okay if this bill passed. It was backed by La Raza. It was backed by the Chamber of Commerce, the U.S. Chamber. It was backed by Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, and it went down in defeat. Majority Leader Harry Reid fell 14 votes short of shutting off debate, Like the Dubai port deal, the victory was achieved by a firestorm of public protest, so says Patrick Buchanan. But, and it was. It was because the people are so disgusted with what's going on, they did make phone calls, they did send emails, they did everything they could, and enough of the senators listened that the vote fell 15 votes short, so the thing failed. Okay, now. Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez says this bill is alive and well. Now, he's giving it artificial resuscitation here, all right? And we are more determined than ever to get it through because this is the right thing for our country. What happened is just a break. And, you know, people want more debate. They want a little bit more time. We probably need a couple of days more. But we are more determined than ever because this is the right thing for our country. We've got to get this through. This status quo is just unsustainable. It's dysfunctional. Now, this is what he said on CNN's Late Edition. I was going to say yesterday, but I believe it was the day before. It was the day this thing failed, whenever that was. Time flies, and I have fun when time flies, and Time flies when I'm not having fun. But anyway, here's what he said. And now we're back to Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez. He says, if we believe in national security, this bill is right? Come on. People talk about, well, just go ahead and enforce the law, he says. The reality is that our laws are insufficient. The law is weak, and this bill makes the law stronger. So, first and foremost, it's a national security bill. To let everybody that wants to come into this country come in. That's national security. He says the big thing is that there's a biometric card that cannot be forged, cannot be tampered. Now, let's stop right there for just a moment, because we know that anything can be forged and anything can be tampered. In fact, we have computer experts today that can manufacture dollars that look just enough like our dollars that they really, if they didn't have that magnetic strip and stuff in them, they couldn't tell them apart. Now, I'm saying dollars. The dollar bill doesn't have it, but the bigger denominations do. In fact, the South Koreans have manufactured $100 bills that are identical to our, I said the South, the North Koreans have manufactured dollar or $100 bills that are identical. And they've got those things scattered all over the world. Okay? So here's the big deal, the way I see this. The big thing is that there's a biometric card that cannot be forged, cannot be tampered with. That's the card that workers must have. That's the card that employees must ask for. Now, we know that they're going to tamper with this. If they had it, they'll tamper with it. If they have it, they're going to forge it. You can bet on that. So the next step is, let's take the chip out of the card and put it in your right hand. Then it can't be tampered with, all right? Anyway, here's what... I hear music. I was going to tell you about White House Press Secretary Tony Snow. And I once thought he was a great guy. I thought so much of him that he's about the first person that I ever had host this show back some 13, 14 years ago in my absence. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite... Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, P.A. 15091.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With Craig R. Smith.
And we have returned. Now, talking about this amnesty bill that went down in defeat, the people don't want it. The majority of the, I would say nearly 100% of the English-speaking people that do not run large corporate offices do not want this amnesty bill to pass. Now, the ones that do are the ones that want to hire these people for practically nothing, and also the ones that are involved in the money-making ordeal as far as bringing the illegals into this country. Now, the bill was defeated, and it was defeated because of a grassroots move. The people just got up in arms, finally, enough to say, hey, enough is enough. They called our senators. They got the thing stopped. Okay. But now the Secretary of Commerce says this bill is alive and well. They're going to breathe more life into it. We believe it's a national security bill. Then the White House press secretary, Tony Snow, and as I mentioned going into the commercial break, I liked Tony Snow. Back 15 years ago, he was writing articles that were, I mean, right down to earth. He was telling us the good stuff. He had good ideas. And so I had just started the talk show, and I had to be out of town for some reason. And I didn't want to try to do the program from out of town, which I can do, but it's a hassle, particularly this time of the day. Because if you're driving, you've got to find a place to do it. You know, I like to get up. When I drive, I get up like it early in the morning. My day is half over by now. But then you want to keep going till sundown. Well, anyway, I had Tony Snow host the show. I've got a show with Tony Snow on it. Here's what he says. Our sense is if Majority Leader Harry Reid brings it back up, which he should, and permits a full debate, which would follow what happened last year under similar circumstances, we're not only going to get a bill, but we're going to get a better bill. Now, they're going to bring this thing back. Here's what I found out just this morning. Bush and the amnesty senators are now preparing to bring the Bush-Kennedy amnesty bill back for a vote immediately. Commerce Secretary Guterres says that the administration is more determined than ever to pass amnesty. Tony Snow added that the Senate could wrap this up in 2 days. Bush has scheduled a meeting with Senate Republicans today. That's probably going on as we speak. To plan strategy, and Majority Leader Reid is saying he is ready to move the bill to a vote. Now, the people don't want this. The New York Times said that the grassroots roared in opposition to the Bush-Kennedy amnesty bill. Well, now it says we must roar even louder. See, I've said time and time again, you can't defeat anything anymore. You know, it's like a cat. If a cat's just got 9 lives, these things come back to haunt you for a generation. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Date. Return. Now, here is what Patrick J. Buchanan is saying about the amnesty bill. Now, let's realize that Pat, and we've had Pat on the show on several. In fact, he's one of the few people that I've had on the show of this caliber that would send me a personal little note saying he appreciated being on the show. I've got it upstairs. Pat Buchanan signed it, and a Christmas card signed it. I mean, it wasn't one of those things that, like the presidents get out, you know, that they run them through a machine. Anyway, here's what Pat says. He says the Bush-Kennedy-McCain amnesty bill for millions of illegal aliens and for the businesses that have hired them, a bill backed by LaRaza, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post went down in crushing defeat. Now, I mentioned that earlier in the show. Majority Leader Harry Reid fell 15 votes short of shutting off debate like the Dubai ports deal. The victory was achieved by a firestorm of public protest, reflected in millions of phone calls and emails and citizens marching to town meetings. Not 2 weeks earlier, The amnesty provision of the bill had been supported by more than 60 senators. Now, let's stop there for just a minute. Do you think those senators have actually changed their feelings, changed their mind maybe, but they're going to think the same way they thought before they voted against this thing, all right? They did it because the people said, you better do it. Now, here's something else. You know, I didn't learn this in history when I studied American history. I had to take an American history course in college. They didn't teach this. I know they didn't mention this. But we're not supposed to vote for senators. The Constitution says, and go back and read it, it's in the Constitution, that the senators shall be picked by the state legislature. That's the way the thing was written. It was, you weren't supposed to vote for the senators, and each state got two senators. Now, if the senators are picked by the state legislature can say, hey, dummy, we don't want you to be our senator anymore. You're coming home, and we're sending Charlie, Cletus K. Clutchenberger's little cousin up there. But no, they got that thing, so now they're on welfare for the rest of their lives. You can't get rid of them. Anyhow, go back and read the Constitution. It does not say you're supposed to vote for the senators. You're supposed to, the state legislature was supposed, and that way they would be responsible to the people in their state. Well, see, these senators are not responsible to the people in their state. The last thing they care about is what the people in their state think, as long as they get reelected. And, of course, Bush, he's not going to be reelected, so he can do whatever he wants to do. All right. Now, let's go back again to what Patrick Buchanan is saying. He says President Bush is coming back to resuscitate the monster. Some Republicans and Democrats who vote not to shut off debate are privately committed to amnesty. In other words, they voted against amnesty, but they're privately committed to it. Isn't that being what you call hypocritical? If they can be given political cover and face-saving amendments to take home. Then Pat goes on. He says the GOP is the political instrument of K Street in corporate America, the folks who fund the party and finance the campaign. And I wasn't that familiar with K Street, but it's where all the lobbyists hang out. For whatever it's worth, I did a little research there. And K Street is the common mention for Washington lobbying industry. Many of the major Washington lobbying firms are located on the section which passes from Georgetown through a portion of downtown D.C. This part of the street is sometimes referred to as the fourth branch of government. Lobbying firms are thought to have great influence in U.S. national politics due to monetary resources and the revolving door policy of hiring former government officials. K Street firms often hire ex-politicians from both major parties. Now, let's go back to what Pat says. He says, for the GOP is a political instrument of K Street and corporate America, the folks who fund the party and finance their campaigns. And the number one issue of corporate Americans is the Bush-Kennedy-McCain bill. For not only does it give blanket amnesty to businesses for hiring illegals, it legalizes the illegals and ensures corporate America an endless supply of cheap immigrant labor. The fundamental reason this bill is not dead is that its authors and backers will never quit. And that's what I mentioned a while ago. Some of these plans have been made literally 100 years ago. This North America Union plan, it was made at least 40, 50 years ago that we know of. They've been working on trying to get NAFTA, not NAFTA passed, but this sort of influence for a generation or two. Anyway, the fundamental reason this bill is not dead is that its authors and backers will never quit. For this legislation is part of a larger agenda, a larger slice of America's economic and political elite. What is that agenda? I'm watching the clock. And I don't have time to go into what that agenda is until we come back. So stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome, and you're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
We all like free stuff. Just the mention of the word free will make most people stop long enough to ask, what's the catch? Well, this time there is no catch. I'm going to give you something free, and there is no catch, really. I want to give you a free sample of my monthly newsletter, The Common Sense Chronicle. All you have to do is ask for it. Of course, what I really want is for you to eventually subscribe to The Common Sense Chronicle, but you don't have to. There's no obligation whatsoever. I can tell you this, I'm not politically correct, and neither is the Common Sense Chronicle, but it is important to be informed, and there's much news to tell. So if you're not a subscriber already, let me send you a free copy of my monthly newsletter. Just send your name and address to Free Sample, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Or you can drop me an email by going to my website, www.derrybrownfield.com. The address again, Free Sample, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide, non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 1-800-414-1998. That's 800-414-1998. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Once again, that toll-free number to call, 800-414-1998, 800-414-1998.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says he's not going to vacuum until Sears makes one you can ride on. Derry Brownfield! And we have returned. Now, this is what we've been talking about is this amnesty bill. And what Pat Buchanan is saying about it, and he says the fundamental reason this bill is not dead, although it is dead as we speak, but we know that there are senators as well as Bush breathing life back into it. He says the fundamental reason this bill is not dead is that its authors and backers will never quit. For this legislation is part of a larger agenda of a large slice of America's economic political elite. Now, I'm not disagreeing with Pat, but I am saying that I think it is greater than America's economic and political elite. I would scratch the word America and inserted world economic and political elite, because I truly believe that it's the world bankers, which now handle the International Monetary Fund, they now handle the WTO, the World Trade Organization. And these are the puppeteers that make the puppets jump. Now, we have younger generations out here that don't know what a puppet is, but
I can remember, and I can't remember what they called. There was always two names that the puppets always were called, but they're little wooden characters that they move, and they have hinges in their elbows and their wrists and their bodies, and they got strings on them, and you put them in a little screened area like a stage, and then the puppeteer stands behind them with a shade in front of him so the audience can't see him, and they make these little puppets sing and dance and do all sorts of things. So we have the puppeteers that handle the puppets, which we've named them all. I mean, they're right there. They're in the newspapers, and they're on television every day. Okay, so I would say here the fundamental reason that this bill is not dead is that its authors and backers will never quit. For this legislation is part of a larger agenda, a slice of America, our world economic and political elite. Okay, then what is the agenda? Pat Buchanan says, they have a vision of a world where not only capital and goods, but people move freely across borders. Borders disappear. It is a vision of a deep integration of the United States, Canada, and Mexico in a North American Union, tied together by superhighways and railroads, where crossing from Mexico into the United States would be easy as crossing from Virginia into Maryland. It is about the merger of nations into larger transnational elites and ultimately global governance. Now, I'm agreeing with Pat 100% on that. We've been talking about global governance now on this program for 10 years, and we can see it. We're getting closer to it every day. This immigration bill is but a piece of a great global project already far advanced. In 1993, a majority of Americans opposed the NAFTA trade deal with Mexico because they did not believe the propaganda that feared. As Henry Kissinger said, it represented an architecture of a new world order. And by the way, it was Daddy Bush that first mentioned on national television the new world order. But that is a term that's been kicked around. If you go back and study, it's been kicked around for over 100 years. Bush didn't make that up. It's just like... When Kennedy, JFK, was president, he made the comment that ask not what you can do for your country, but what your ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Now, I've heard just the other day some great politician spoke, and they quoted him as saying that, and no doubt he said that. But my grandfather said he told me that when I was a little bitty boy. And that was before JFK was born. So he did not make that up. I don't know where it came from. We could probably do, Jeff, I'll bet you could do a Google search on that and find out where it really originated. But it certainly didn't originate with Kennedy. Neither did this New World Order originate with Daddy Bush. What NAFTA did, and I'm back to now again to Pat Buchanan, what NAFTA did was enable U.S. companies to close their plants here, fire their American workers, and move their factories and jobs to Mexico while Mexico continued to export its poor to the United States. It's kind of funny. The other day I was watching Made in America by John. I can't think of his name. But anyway, he's the guy that he was the mail carrier on Cheers, and he now has this... this show Made in America, and they did a thing on Hershey candy bars about Hershey chocolate, in Hershey, Pennsylvania. They named the town of Hershey, Pennsylvania, because the Hershey company, whose man's name was Hershey, founded that town, built the town around the Hershey company. Well, anyway, he made this, I watched this thing, John Ratzenberger, I watched this thing on television, Made in America, and how they produce all these Hershey candy things in Hershey, Pennsylvania. The very next day or two, I saw an email, a news release, where Hershey is moving to Mexico. Anyway, what NAFTA did was enable U.S. companies to close their plants here, fire their American workers, and move their factories and jobs to Mexico while Mexico continued to export its poor to the United States. What is the hidden agenda of the global companies, which evolved out of what were once great American companies? And see, this is the thing again. All of these companies, is there anything more American than Hershey candy?
Is there anything more American than General Motors and any of these companies that are doing their work in other, in, you know, getting their work done in other areas? They want a limitless supply of low-wage immigrant labor and an end to penalties for hiring illegals. They want the freedom to shut factories here and move them to nations where wages are low, benefits non-existent, and regulations lax. They want to be able to move products back to the United States free of charge. They want to be rid of the American workers but keep their American consumers. Now, this brings up the question that I don't understand. Who's going to buy this junk that they're shipping back into the United States? Once the American workers, I know we're getting into a class system here. We're going to have the elite. We're not going to have the middle class. We're going to have the poor. It's going to be the poor, the peon types, and the elite. The elite will be able to buy this stuff. But what about the rest, which is going to, the elite's going to be a very, very small percentage of what's left. And the people that are here living on welfare are not going to be able to buy this stuff. And will welfare last forever? I mean, when the nation already owes, and I'm not going to go into that today, but we're talking now about, they'll tell you $9-point-something trillion. But if you look at everything, it goes up like to 30, 40, 50 trillion. Nobody really knows what's out there. They want to be able to go, I'm back to Pat again. They want to be able to go to Asia and hire bright kids and bring them to the United States to replace middle-aged U.S. workers who cost too much. They want to be able to outsource their white-collar jobs to India at a fraction of the wages they pay Americans. It's all about globalization. It's all about greed. And as the Bible says, love of money is the root of all evil. And there's something else that's misquoted by 99% of the people that claim to be scriptural. It's not, you hear it all the time, money is the root of all evil. Money is not the root of all evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Most of the people that money causes a problem to don't have any. Anyway, it's the love of money, he says, that's the root of all evil. But they have a problem. The nation has begun to awaken to the reality that the vision of the global corporations and the transnational elite cannot be realized without the death of the American Republic. And so they are in a fight that is long overdue. Now, he's going back again to page one over here, where he talks about, and I'm talking about Pat Buchanan, where he talks about the fact that Americans got upset about this amnesty bill and got it killed. But, as we have tried to explain in this program today, Bush is coming back. He's going to give it mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. He's probably doing that as we speak, because he's holding a meeting with these senators today. And the bill will be back. And sooner or later, it will happen. Now, you say, Brownfield, you're just being pessimistic. I just watched what happened in all of these other instances. For somehow, they get these things done, like it or not, because we no longer have in Washington, maybe a half a dozen at the most, do we have people that are truly patriotic Americans. The rest of them, if they're not globalists, they're being paid to be globalists. There's music. Let's take another break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com. Or see us at coredocuments.com. That's core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Make checks payable to Common Sense Coalition.
And we have returned. By the way, our number, I think I gave it, but maybe I didn't, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Now, just to show you how these bills just keep cropping up, NAIS is a National Animal Identification System. And the government, once it decides it wants to do something, and I will assure you that the people that are really behind this, this National Animal Identification System, we say, oh, it's Farm Bureau and it's these farm organizations that claim to be farm organizations, but they're really working for the big multinational corporations. That's exactly right. But it's the multinational corporations, the big packers is who it is, that wants this NAIS. And so Farm Bureau is suckered into that, and they get money from Monsanto Company, and they've become one of the backers of these multinational corporations. They all started out as farmer organizations. In the state of Missouri, it was the Missouri Farmers Association. MFA started out as a bunch of disgruntled farmers, was a really good farmer cooperative, and now they're backing the big packers just like Farm Bureau is. Anyway, the NAIS has run into roadblocks. Because there's people like me that's been talking about this thing and explaining what's been going on, what the government has done. We've used their own information, their own documents to prove to people, hey, this thing is not a good deal for farmers. Now, here's what the government will go so far as to do. The National FFA Organization, that's Future Farmers of America, except it's no longer Future Farmers of America, it's FFA. Because a lot of these FFA members do not want to be farmers.
So, you see what's happening here? They've dropped the word farmer right out of their name. The National FFA organization signed a cooperative agreement with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to promote the National Animal Identification System. This grant, oh, there's money involved. Who would ever have thought that? And you and I are sending our money to Washington so they can do this, to fight us, all right? The grant will develop and provide NAIS educational programs for current and alumni members and promote premise registration, says National FFA Advisor Larry Case, Dr. Larry Case. Now, I know Dr. Larry Case. The last time I saw Dr. Larry Case, well, actually, he was teaching vocational agriculture when I was. And then he became director of vocational agriculture, of agricultural education, at the Missouri Department of Education. And then he moved to Washington, D.C., and heads up, he is now the National FFA advisor. But my son was one of the state FFA officers while Dr. Case was head of the Department of Ag Education in Missouri. And the last time I saw him, my son John had a little barbecue on our patio, and he was at our house. Now, he ought to know better than this. He should know better than this. But apparently, he either doesn't know or he doesn't care. Hosea 5 or 6, I forgot which, says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are those nagging aches and pains keeping you from doing the activities you'd like to do? Are you looking for safe and effective nutritional options to support your back, joints, or nerves? Is your skin too dry or lacking that healthy glow? Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources. Our most popular structural support nutrient is low molecular weight hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is the backbone of cartilage. It holds moisture under your skin, and it forms the lubricant in all body joints and the discs of your back. Our customers tell us it is the fastest-acting nutrient for joint and low back support they've ever experienced. Our female customers love the way their skin looks when taking hyaluronic acid. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.dairybrownfield.com, click on the online catalog, and go to health products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Don't let age make you feel old. You have choices at Wellness Resources.
I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice then. Now it's a great gift idea. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-211-0474, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible gift package, which includes a personalized parchment certificate, real astronomical sky charts, and a fascinating booklet on astronomy. The new star name will be recorded in book form to be registered in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry at 800-211-0474. That's 800-211-0474. Since 1979, International Star Registry has named countless stars for celebrities, dignitaries, royalty, and individuals just like you. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, holidays, or to mark any special occasion. Call the Star Registry at 800-211-0474. That's 800-211-0474 for this year's hottest gift.
I just mentioned the Future Farmers of America. No, it's not Future Farmers anymore. It's the FFA organization. Have signed a cooperative agreement at the national level with the USDA. So now all of our VOAG instructors around over the nation are going to be promoting the premises registration for the National Animal Identification Association. Now, I know a lot about teaching vocational agriculture. I haven't done it for 50 years, but I know a lot about it. I stay in touch with other ag instructors. I kind of know what's going on in our schools. And actually, the USDA has very little, if any, control over what is taught in the high schools in VOAG. Now,
The state departments of education probably have more to say. So I bet a lot of this money comes down to the state departments of education. But anyway, that's the way it goes. Now, here's what Russell Wood has an interesting article about what happened in the state of Missouri. And as I as I've mentioned before, the state of Missouri has been one of the very first states to really get involved, get organized, and get this thing stopped as we speak. But we had legislation in the state of Missouri that would actually done completely away with NAIS. But it got killed in the very last minutes of the very last session by one individual named John Quinn. And he apparently owed a debt to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. You say, how could he do that? Well, in the last 10, not the last 10 years, from, let's see, what were those years? He's a big farmer in Missouri. And from 1995 to 2005, so we've got another year here that he hasn't drawn any that we don't know about, he got $498,382 in government payments. So I doubt seriously if he's going to tell the USDA what to do and where to go. You see what I'm saying? They know how to pick their people. But anyway, here's what Russell, and this guy, just John Quinn, is the fellow that defeated this, got this bill defeated in the state of Missouri. So by now he's gotten well over $500,000 from the USDA in farm payments. Okay? The Missouri state legislatures was strongly in favor of a bill to prevent NAIS from ever being mandated in the state. They voted 137-10 in the House, 29-2 in the Senate on bills to prevent that very thing. This was not a Republican-Democrat issue, not even a city-country but divide. It was a broad support statewide. The opposition came from a group known as the NAIS Gang, and here they are: the Missouri Farm Bureau, Missouri Cattlemen's Association, MFA, and the Missouri Department of Education, and John Quinn was their leading hound in this pack. Okay. Those working hard along with key senators and representatives to stop NAIS was property rights, and I'm not going to have time to go into all of the details. Hear what he says. But the gang had an ace in the hole. John Quinn is chairman of the House Ag Committee. All bills passed through his house dealing with NIS had to go through his hands, and as committee chairman, he had a stranglehold on them. John Quinn shot it down to prevent it from ever coming to a vote. It was obvious the bill would pass if given a vote. The only way the gang could stop it was to kill it by whatever means available. Scrupulous be damned, ethics be damned, will of the people of the Missouri legislature be damned. This gang wants a national animal identification system put into effect. You're willing to go to any length to get it done. And so, anyway, as I said, they got the thing defeated. Now, also interestingly enough, this group that calls the that's been working on this is equally determined to get the thing back on the books as it was in the beginning. The property rights advocates, Joe Cuneo, said they think they threw water on our fire. Instead, they threw gasoline. We have just begun, but we have to wait now to another session of Congress comes along before anything can actually be done there. And now, it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you. While the near or far away, may the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
The clouds are where